producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We have a few more listeners. Actually, two. I think we have a total of two more listeners today. As we've been added to KDIZ Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul's Radio Salem Radio Network Health Talk. Be nice. No, we are going to be nice to the new affiliate. And I think they're centered out of Eagan, which is actually near my network. So this is pretty cool. Everybody, you know, kind of knows each other, and that should be good. So hopefully they don't turn the show off. So welcome, new affiliates. Put your seatbelts on. Okay. Enjoy the ride. And the rest of you, everybody be nice to the new affiliates. You don't want to scare them. Show them the ropes. Okay. You know, they kind of need to be taught, you know, how to kind of deal with my show. A lot of people don't understand me. They don't get me. And maybe a little bit shocked at first, and maybe like, wait a second. You know, she talks too much. Well, that's just her style. Okay, so, you know, just if I were you, you know, for those of you that listen in all the other cities, just kind of ease them in. Ease, right? Let's go easy. All right. I had been away last week, and many of you had left emails and questions, so we're going to get right to them. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nope. All right. I guess Dr. nobody Dahlia. Had any questions for me. Oh, there we go. Hold on.
Dr. Dahlia, I'd like to give you some cures for hypertension and anything that's wrong with you. It's caused from lack of vitamin D, including Alzheimer's, including dementia. It's lack of vitamin D. I'm 81 years old. I take no kind of medication. I'm bone to bone in both knees. I've had skin cancer, and I can tell you what to do about skin cancer. You'll get rid of all of them. A $33 bottle of salve, I pull them all out. I got pictures to prove my point, and when I show people a picture, they don't believe it.
Well, I wish I could talk to you live. First of all, thank you for calling. And if you're 81 years old, I am not going to refute anything you say. If vitamin D is helping your skin cancer and helping your high blood pressure, then I believe you. And God bless you, and thank you for sharing. You're not the first one that's brought that up. Vitamin D and lowering blood pressure. Here's the problem. Every time we have a study linking the two, we have another study saying, nah, taking vitamin D won't lower your blood pressure. And I think I figured out what's going on, as well as I think many of us have, okay? You know, you walking around with low vitamin D is not good. Okay? I think we all can kind of agree on that. And so people that have low vitamin D seem to be more prone to cancer, heart disease. And that's why years ago we told everybody to go outside and get some sun. You know, get some sun and don't, you know, become all, you know, pale and doughy looking. You know, if you notice a person that has to stay indoors all the time, their skin seems really kind of soft, not very elastic either. They just seem pale, and you see a lack of energy. When you see somebody that's outside and, you know, like your, you know, construction workers that spend a lot of times outside, and they're very tan and their skin is very taut and they're very muscular, and sometimes they have to, you know, rip off their shirt because it's so hot outside, and you just sit there and stare at them, you notice vitamin D. That's what you notice. And so there's definitely something to vitamin D. They actually looked at a study in blacks, effect of vitamin D supplementation and blood pressure in black men. And they found that many times they have lower levels of 25-hydroxyvitamin D, and black men especially and women are more prone to heart disease than Caucasians. So there's been relationships. But taking a vitamin D supplement, okay, has been yet to be proven as the way to go. I'm looking at two different sources here. One from the Vitamin D Council talking about vitamin D lowering your blood pressure. Another one from WebMD saying it won't. It won't fight high blood pressure. Now, when you look at the logic, and we've talked about high blood pressure many times on the show, there's a variety of reasons for you having high blood pressure. One could be your heart rate's too high. Another could be you have fluid overload, you eat a lot of salt, you're taking in too much fluid. The more fluid going down the pipe, the higher the blood pressure. Another could be the arteries are kind of stiff. So when your heart beats against the artery, it stiffens a little bit. And so maybe vitamin D helps the elasticity of that. And then you have your angiotensin-renin system that seems to spike when the kidneys, you know, give off signals. And, you know, your blood pressure a lot of times genetically, when you have the weird spikes, it's more due to your angiotensin-renin system, which is why we use ACE inhibitors like captopril, benazepril, or we use ARBs like your Diovan, Losartan, obviously Cozar. Same name, Atacand, etc. So this is what I want to say, okay? Because I don't want to disagree with anybody. And I don't know how to, you know, help you guys differentiate all the studies going out there. But I say this, okay? One is, you know, making sure you have a very balanced lifestyle always helps, okay? So when we talk about high blood pressure, you want to get good sleep, okay? You want to lower your stress. You want to have good diet. You want to have good exercise. And you want to get some sunshine. When it comes to though skin cancer, I don't know what to tell you. We live in the skin cancer capital of the world where I live, Las Vegas, Nevada. So, you know, I'm not supposed to tell people to go out into the sun without being, you know, fully covered and sunscreened, etc. So it'd be interesting to see the studies of people avoiding the sun and then being more prone to high blood pressure. That is an easy study to do as well. But, you know, looking at the overall balance is probably what we need. We just haven't decided how to get healthy amounts of sun without getting skin cancer. We can't figure that out. And I don't know if anybody will. All right? And so, if you have good circulating vitamin D levels, you're probably going to do better than somebody that runs low. Do they run low genetically? Do they run low because they're not getting enough vitamin D? You know, do they run low because they're not absorbing enough of it in their food or in their skin? So, you know, for those of you taking vitamin D to supplement you, it helps the bones. I think it does help prevent cancer. I'm a fan of vitamin D supplementation. I just don't think it does as well as the real thing. Okay? And that's my opinion. See, I can be pretty opinionated. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep those questions coming. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I'm sorry, my chair is squeaky. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, for those of you who live in the Las Vegas area and are trying to quit smoking, we have our New Year, New Lung class to help get you guys off smoking, teach you guys everything you need to know and some tricks of the trade. That's going to be January 27th. Go to my website at drdahlia.com for more information. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dolly. I wanted to mention to you that people with Alzheimer's, that they a long time ago said it was due to aluminum cooking in utensils, and also in deodorant. Antiperspirant has aluminum in it. I never use that. I use an ordinary deodorant stick, no aerosol, a deodorant stick. And for sleep, the best thing you can give somebody, and it's so natural, is Skullcap. My daughter turned me on to it, and I'll tell you, you get the best night's sleep you ever want to have. I hope these are helpful to you. I enjoy your show every week.
I appreciate your call. Okay, a couple things I want to talk about. Before I talk about Skullcap and sleep, because a lot of you have asked me about that, let's just quickly talk about Alzheimer's and antiperspirant and aluminum. I mean, I remember in the 80s, my mom, you know, freaking out because of the Teflon, you know, the Teflon cookingware. And my mom used to always have that white cookingware with the blue flour on it that we all had. What was that called? Not Corning. Was it called Corningware? I don't know. It was really ugly. And she used to always cook with that, and it was really, really white and ceramic. And then all of a sudden, Teflon came out, and we were all excited because, you know, it wouldn't stick, and the eggs wouldn't burn, and, you know, we could do whatever we needed to. And then, you know, rumor had floated around about the aluminum, although, by the way, that came back from the 60s. And I guess when they had done autopsies on people with dementia, and they had seen aluminum in their brain, so studies have, you know, dated back much farther than that. But, you know, recent studies have, you know, really kind of debunked the myth that your deodorant is going to give you Alzheimer's, or your deodorant, for that matter, is going to give you breast cancer. So overall, the medical community says your deodorant is safe. If you want to avoid aluminum, I have no problem with that. I mean, to me, the less chemicals, the better. And a, you know, non-aluminum deodorants, they are out there, and they work. You know, personally, I noticed, you know, getting hair removal, laser hair removal helped a lot, where sometimes I never have to wear deodorant. I know probably everybody, you know, that I work with is like, I disagree with you, Dahlia, but I notice I rarely have an issue since I got my underarms lasered. Yeah, it was like, and I was like, you know what? I have too much hair. Go ahead. And to me, I just don't really like any hair. So when they did the laser removal, I noticed I don't sweat. There's one underarm I just don't sweat. And so I'm not saying everybody go and get laser hair removal, because obviously something happened to the sweat ducts. And remember, sweat ducts are a defense mechanism. You need your sweat ducts to work. But for me, that helped me avoid having to overwear deodorants. I was pretty happy about that. But enough about me. I talk about me too much. All right, so what I recommend, here's the thing. Okay, how do deodorants work? Well, these antiperspirants, there's antiperspirants and then deodorants. Antiperspirants prevent the perspiration. What they do is they make a plug. There's a chemical reaction between what's in the deodorant and the sweat that makes a plug. And then this plug plugs up the sweat duct. Now, what's interesting is you would think you would break out more. You think you would get more sebaceous cysts from it, but you don't. And, you know, when you look at the electron microscopy of it, I was at a dermatology conference years ago, and you saw the sweat spiral up the coil, and then it got stopped by the deodorant plug. And they actually taught us that put your deodorant on at night. It works better. But we don't like to do that. We like to take a shower in the morning, put deodorant on, and then go to work. But they say deodorant actually works better at night because it takes time for it to clog up the sweat ducts. And so that's how it works. There should be very little absorption of the chemical in your underarm, such that when they looked at studies between breast cancer and deodorant or antiperspirant with aluminum, deodorant is deodorizers. Those are things that will help you kind of smell better. Antiperspirants stop the perspiration, okay? So when they looked at antiperspirants and breast cancer, they didn't see a link. However, we have been looking at parabens, which are these chemicals in our little cosmeceuticals or our cosmetics that can unfortunately cause hormone disruption, and that hormone disruption could possibly be linked to breast cancer, which is why they're like, well, maybe what we need to do is try to cut back on the makeup and the perfume and the deodorant. And I mean, you know, we women, we don't want to do that. We You know, I need to look good and sexy. So, and I like smelling nice. So, you know, my suggestion with any of these things is moderation, okay? You know, I like showering a lot during the day because to me, that's what prevents me from getting sick. Maybe it's a superstition, but I take a shower first thing in the morning, and then as soon as I get home from work from seeing patients, I take another shower, and then I take a hot shower to go to sleep at night so I don't need a sleeping aid or need to go to the skullcap, which we're going to talk about skullcap in a second. So I take three showers a day. Now, living in Las Vegas, you know, my husband, you know, is always looking at the water bill going, what is this? I don't do bubble baths. I take a shower, but that's a lot of water consumption. So, I don't need to use as much soap and cosmetics as somebody that doesn't have that kind of, you know, ability to shower as often. But I would say, you know, don't overdo it. If you don't have to overspray aerosol, if you don't have to, you know, over cake on the makeup, don't. I've done a lot of TV work, obviously, over the last couple years, and I really have to spackle that makeup on. So obviously I'm going to try to, cut corners in other areas. Okay, so now, so basically to solve that, guys, we do not in the medical community want people over-concerned or scared about aluminum and absorbing it from your deodorant. We are not looking at that as a, you know, true cause of Alzheimer's. So let's kind of put that down. But mind you, I respect any of you that are, you know, trying to, use caution. I get that. That's fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you talk about skull caps. And I'm like, well, I'll buy one because, you know, I could sure wind down at night and sleep. No, it's not something you put on your head. Don't Jewish people wear those all the time? No, those are yarmulkes. Yeah, you could call them skull caps, but that's not what we're talking about. Skullcap actually refers to a couple herbs, and this is being reported here by the University of Maryland Medical Center. There's a couple herbs called Scutellaria lateriflora, and then there's Chinese skullcap, Scutellaria bicalensis. Okay? And they're used to treat different conditions. The American skullcap that grows here, but is also grown in Europe, all right, is used as a mild relaxant. And people have been using it for anxiety and nervous tension, etc. Some even claim that they've been able to use it as a treatment for convulsions. Some people use this as a antioxidant. They think it'll protect them against Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, anxiety, depression, etc. And I'll tell you some of the risks. Then there's Chinese skullcap, and Chinese skullcap is used for infections, allergies, cancer, inflammation, possible antifungal, antiviral effects, and some people are using Chinese skullcap to reduce high blood pressure. So, two different plants, two different things used, and different parts of the plant. American skullcap, they usually use leaves. Chinese skullcap, they use the root, okay? American skullcap, you'll see in powder or liquid extract. Chinese skullcap, usually as a powder. Not for kids. We don't give this to kids. I know you're like, oh, yeah, I got to take my kid on a plane. Kid's going to drive me crazy. Right now, it doesn't sound like that anybody recommends it for children. But, you know, for adults, people are either using the encapsulated herb form or tea or fluid extract or tincture, etc. So what do you have to be concerned about? Well, it could interact with your medications. It could interact with any sedatives. If you're on an anticonvulsant, you know, for epilepsy, etc., you don't take it. If you're on a barbiturate, a downer, don't take, you know, skullcap with this. If you're on a benzodiazepine like Xanax or Valium or Ativan, if you're on medicine for insomnia, period, like Ambien, Sonata, etc., Lunesta, don't mix it. Elavil, your tricyclic antidepressants, and you can't mix alcohol with it either. Same is true. Chinese skullcap can lower your blood sugar, so you don't want to mix that with alcohol. You need to be careful with Chinese skullcap and diabetes. So, you know, some of you find, herbs very, very beneficial, and you incorporate it into your daily regimen. Just remember to bring that up to your medical provider. Great questions, guys. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All all I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have some breaking news. We have the Zika virus has already made it into the United States, and we've talked about the Zika virus. It's a virus that doesn't seem to really hurt adults. It kind of causes, you know, some of the typical viral symptoms that we see with common viruses, but it could be extremely damaging to an infant. And they believe 3,000 babies have been affected with microcephaly in Brazil alone. and microcephaly is small cranium, so micro small cephaly head. So these kids aren't able to, as they develop, grow their brain and neurologically develop to the degree that they need to, and unfortunately could have some major issues. Well, now we're being told today that there is a baby in Hawaii born with brain damage and is the first U.S. case tied to this Zika virus. The Hawaii State Department of Health said that a baby born in an Oahu hospital with microcephaly, again, unusual small head and brain, had been infected with Zika, which is believed to have caused the same damage. They're still studying if that's what caused the damage in thousands of babies in Brazil, and the CDC has confirmed the presence of the virus. Now, the mom had lived in Brazil in May last year. They think the mom was infected by a mosquito then, early in her pregnancy, and the health department said that the virus reached the embryo and damaged it, obviously, before baby was born. So, you know, the CDC has already recommended that pregnant women consider postponing travel to any countries or regions with active Zika transmission, and those currently in 14 Latin America and Caribbean countries or territories like Brazil, Colombia, El Salvador, French Guinea, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Martinique, Mexico, Panama, Paraguay, Suriname, Venezuela, and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico are ones where they're already recommending that we postpone travel. And then the list of countries with transmission that has been steadily growing now also includes Barbados. So this is something we're watching. And remember, we're not even in mosquito season. This 80s genius of it's a genius in species, the 80s, A-E-D-E-S, not, you know, like 80s, Madonna 80s. We're talking about 80s, A-E-D-E-S, genius of this mosquito. They're a little bit more resilient to weather, but we're still not even in mosquito season. And that's when it gets hot and more wet and, you know, muggy, and that's when these mosquitoes get all frisky. So we're also recommending that if you do live near mosquitoes, don't get bit by them, okay? You know, long sleeve shirts, screens, use DEET or OFF, you know, some of the repellents. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, this is Marlene. My son, last May, had a very serious concussion where he would not go to the emergency room for a week. It was very serious. 2 months later, he had another one, and he lost his memory. Right now, he's in Colorado, and he's in a nursing home, and I'm trying to get him transferred to some place that specializes in brain injury. Is there a chance that he could get his memory back? Thank you. I listen to your show all the time, at least on Saturdays. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you want to call in, and again, I apologize that you called when our lines weren't open, or I was, I rarely take off. I feel so guilty because I really wanted to talk to you. Call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I'd like to know more about what happened before I venture to say what could happen with his memory. But a lot of this retrograde amnesia, it's the, it's where you basically lose the memories of the events preceding the event that happened. And it could stretch back as to you having a few minutes memory loss all the way to years ago. Whereas anterior grade amnesia is the type of amnesia where you're going to have trouble remembering events that you're about to, encounter, or events following the injury. So you know, losing your memory in the past from an accident, we seem to see a lot of people get their memory back. Okay, and I'm not saying retrograde is better than anterograde. I'm not saying that. But if he lost part of his, because again, you know, what type of memory is he losing? Is he losing the memory where you told him something and he just can't, hold on to that thought? That we call anterograde memory. Whereas retrograde is, you know, you don't remember your fifth birthday party. They don't remember in the past. And so, you know, there's a variety of hospitals that I think U.S. News had ranked very, very high in adult neurology and neurosurgery, et cetera. So I'm not sure where you want to transfer him. And there's a whole slew of them, whether it's Mayo Clinic, whether it's Massachusetts General, Johns Hopkins, UCSF, New York Presbyterian, Brigham and Women's, UCLA, Cleveland Clinic. We have Lou Ruvo here in town where I live. Phenomenal institution, NYU Langone, Northwestern. There's tons of, luckily we have some very phenomenal brain facilities, and you could always write me at drdahlia.com, because I'd like to know more about, you know, what he has. But, you know, many people ask, you know, what to do when you lose your memory after, you know, from a concussion or stroke, you know, what gets done, what happens to allow people to get their memory back? Well, it's a group effort, okay? You know, many times these rehab specialists are the biggest heroes in all of this, especially your speech therapists. You know, when somebody has a stroke, we get speech therapy involved immediately. Sometimes the family members are like, but he doesn't have a problem with the speech. You don't understand. These speech therapists know how to bring things out, how to get the connections working. These speech therapists are phenomenal, and God bless them for the work that they do. So when they do speech therapy, it does help enhance recovery. So whether you have a stroke, a concussion, a traumatic brain injury, we get speech therapists, occupational therapists, physical therapists. So it's a team effort. Stimulating the brain is extremely important. You know, many of us, we think back to our high school days or our college days, and we go, I couldn't, you know, take a test like that again. You know, I look at what my sons have to do in school, and I'm like, why am I having trouble memorizing all this? Well, you know, you snooze, you lose. You know, if I'm not memorizing as much as I have to memorize with the full load of coursework that I had for years on end, you're going to start losing that ability, which is why whenever we doctors have to recertify for the boards, we start studying a year or two in advance because we need to start getting our brains going again. Luckily for me, I need to prep for my radio show, and that keeps my brain very, very active. But many of us, when you're kind of in the same job doing the same thing, you know, you start to lose, you know, that elasticity that you have going, you know what, I saw that thing, I'm going to snap it into the brain and I'm going to keep it. So we usually do brain stimulation in terms of, you know, games and checkers and chess. Chess is a tough one. I don't like playing a chess a lot. I'm pretty good at it, but I don't like playing chess because you have to think. You know, I like watching TV, listening to music, and I don't like having to put a lot of effort into my chess game because otherwise my kids will, you know, really kick my butt, which is why, again, that move I told you guys, I always just take out the queens. I use my queen to take out their queen, and I let them kill my queen, so at least that buys me some time to still watch the TV while they're figuring out what to do now that they don't have a queen anymore. But for those of us with memory issues or for family members, many times you need reminders, posting reminders, you know, while you're trying to get the memory back, these little post-it notes. One of my friends had a lot of trouble memorizing the Krebs cycle and in biochemistry in medical school and how we burn ATP and energy, and it's difficult. And I still don't have that to memory, and I learned 3 times. So he used lipstick, and he put it on his mirror. So when he got ready in the morning, he would look at the Krebs cycle. Not sure why he had lipstick, but it worked. I mean, it was something you could draw on a mirror. So guys, grab a stick of lipstick and, you know, write on your mirror. Because those post-it notes, they fall. And then when the door opens and the wind from the door, they fall into the toilet. So, you know, you lose post-its sometimes. Making up mnemonics is very, very helpful. That's how we, you know, remembered a lot of things in medical school. So I would, you know, for a lot of the kids in the class, you know, that couldn't do that, I would spend more time working on the mnemonic than actually learning the material, which I think many of you have already picked up on listening to my show. Make sure there's organization, rehearse, you know, staying active, and eating healthy. Those help the brain as well. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And for those of you trying to quit smoking, don't forget to email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, so we could help you out. Let me ask you guys something. How many of you smoke marijuana to treat migraines? I mean, I don't mind hearing what you smoke marijuana for, period, for any medical condition, but I find it interesting that we're seeing more people use marijuana to fight migraines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you want to use a fake name, you can use a fake name. But, yeah, how many of you are using marijuana medically and for what condition? And why? I'd like to know. There was a study now that's come out, and this isn't news to me because I've had patients tell me that the reason why they're not coming in for their migraine medicine is because they've been using marijuana for their migraines. And I'm not worried about being put out of business. No, I'm fine with you know, people using non-pharmaceuticals. I'm just a little, you know, nervous. I just don't want anybody, you know, on marijuana driving, please, okay? You know, my son is about to get his driver's license in another month or two, and I'd like to, you know, make sure he makes it. I'm probably going to myself need some sort of a pharmaceutical to not be so anxious about it. But we'll get through that when that time comes. The research included 121 people diagnosed with migraines and treated with medical marijuana between January 2010 and September 2014. Overall, the patient's number of migraines fell from just over 10 to less than 5 per month, which is statistically and clinically significant. I don't know if any of you guys suffer from migraines, and what your go-to medicine is, but I gotta tell you something. I am scared to death of my migraines. I never got migraines until I gave birth to my second kid. And, you know, you would think it would happen when we got married, but no, my husband doesn't give me a headache. Not at all. My husband's a lot more easygoing than you think. I'm the one that gives everybody a headache. But after my second child, I got the worst migraines. And, oh yeah, I remind him every day about it. Why not? I mean, that's just what moms do. And so I was given Imitrex, and I was given Frova and Maxalt. And it wasn't until one of my patients said her Excedrin migraine, you know, does fine enough for her. And then I went to, you know, get Excedrin. In fact, I think I got like three, but hold on. Here it is. Oh, there we go. See? Here we go. Excedrin migraine. And I don't go anywhere without having it. And sometimes I don't even have a headache, but I just need to have my Excedrin migraine nearby. You know, like when I do my show, just have it nearby so I don't get a headache. In fact, I now rarely have a headache, but I have to have this little, I don't know if it's superstitious or I have to have some sort of choreography surrounding my day, because if I think I'm starting to get a headache and I don't have anything, then it's going to turn into a full-blown migraine. Yet, if I know I have this in my purse or my bra or wherever I hold this, then I think it's a caffeine, you know, because it has, you know, some aspirin, it has Tylenol in it, and, you know, some caffeine. But I got to tell you, that Excedrin Extra Strength is my go-to. And thank God, because I can't, you know, with the way I practice, even consider starting to get medical marijuana. I don't think doctors are allowed to take medical marijuana. And again, my problem is I don't want the headache to happen. I am so on the run. I need to do what I need to do to, you know, to stop any headache from coming and then moving on with my life. I don't have time to sit on the couch. I'm not stereotyping, but to, you know, breathe something in to get the migraine down. Now, mind you, when I am in a full-blown migraine, all right, I mean, it's like a congressional vacation, you know, the session's out. I'm going to be home probably for the week trying to get that migraine to go away. But my job is to make sure that doesn't even happen because I got too many people to take care of. So anyway, they found that there was a substantial improvement for patients in their ability to function and feel better when they were treated with medical marijuana. They say, like any drug, marijuana has potential benefits and potential risks. It's important for people to be aware that using medical marijuana could have adverse effects. And so in the study, they had people treated. I was wondering about that, if people were lying. you know, just so they could get their medical marijuana. Come on. Anyway, in the study, they used both inhaled marijuana and edible marijuana. The researchers said the inhaled marijuana seemed to be preferred for treating current headaches. I get that. I could see why. And the edible seemed to be favored for headache prevention. Ah, there they go. Okay, so if you're in a hurry and I'm running from, you know, one place to another, and then, you know, if there is an edible marijuana brownie bite, okay, that may be what those of us could possibly use when we have migraine prevention. I'll still stick with my Excedrin migraine. I'll just kind of hold that really close to my bosom and not let anything happen to it. Okay, so just over 100 study patients said they had a decrease in their monthly migraines. 15 people said, by the way, if they have monthly migraines, they should be checking their hormones. One thing that really helped my migraines is my gynecologist gave me a little bit of estrogen. I know it doesn't show, does it? I know. I got some estrogen in me. She gave me a little bit of estrogen once a month. And, oh, it's nice. And I was like, I'm just so girly. And my husband likes it. You know, he's like, you're more feminine today. Like, damn right. Okay, anyway, what else happens here? Let me see. If patients are considering medical marijuana, they should speak to their healthcare provider. Hopefully their healthcare provider isn't on marijuana at the time when they need to speak to them. And then they're going to follow up. And, yeah, so I found that interesting. I really do. I know you guys aren't finding it interesting because of the way I just talked about the study. I am still watching this story where six people have been hospitalized and one of them brain dead after a drug trial in France went badly. Six men, they're all men, have been hospitalized, and then one who had died after, there was a, we're not being told what it was. We're being told it was a serious accident. And I mean, to me, I'm wondering if that's a stroke. Okay? You know, they were testing a medication. Here we go. Maricel Terrain, the Minister for Social Affairs, Health, and Women's Rights, said in a statement that her office was informed Thursday evening about a serious accident that resulted in the hospitalization at the Centre Hospitalier Universitaire de Rennes. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The patients were aged 28 to 49. The head of the hospital's neurology department said that three men have suffered irreversible brain damage based on MRIs, but cautioned that the scans were not conclusive. The drug was administered orally to healthy volunteers as part of a phase one clinical trial by BioTrial, which is a drug evaluation company based in, I know those of you that speak French are going to probably say I'm mispronouncing it. Okay, it's spelled R-E-N-N-E-S. So is that Rennes? Rennes? Okay, I know. I took Spanish. Lo siento. No sabe or mi francés. Anyway, on behalf of a Portuguese drug manufacturer, Bile, not bile as in bile in your gallbladder, the drug was intended to help with mood, anxiety, and motor problems linked to neurodegenerative diseases by having an effect on the endocannabinoid system, okay, which is a set of brain receptors that react when you smoke marijuana. It sounds to me, because they're not telling us what this drug was, but it sounds to me that this was a drug that was supposed to stimulate those receptors as if it was marijuana, but it's not. So, and again, I don't want to say for sure because they're not telling us what this drug was, but you know how, you know, like Chantix for smoking cessation, you know, hits the receptors so that you don't have to be on real nicotine and that could hopefully get you off real nicotine, etc. I'm wondering if this type of drug, not that it's anything similar to Chantix, but it's a drug like that where we're not giving you the real thing, but we're doing a decoy and see if your brain will react so you don't actually have to smoke regular marijuana. I'm wondering if that's kind of the type of drug that they're testing, which, by the way, there's a market for. I mean, you know. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Pretty scary. You know, when you hear about irreversible brain damage, one of the first things I think of is stroke. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down. You better hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down. Little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.